Paper 118. Supreme and Ultimate. Time and Space. Concerning the several natures of deity, it may be said. 1. The Father is self-existent self. 2. The Son is coexistent self. 3. The Spirit is conjoint existent self. 4. The Supreme is evolutionary experiential self. 5. The Sevenfold is self-distributive divinity. 6. The Ultimate is transcendental experiential self. 7. The Absolute is existential experiential self. While God the Sevenfold is indispensable to the evolutionary attainment of the Supreme is also indispensable to the eventual emergence of the Ultimate. And the dual presence of the Supreme and the Ultimate constitutes the basic association of subabsolute and derived deity, for they are interdependently complemental in the attainment of destiny. Together they constitute the experiential bridge linking the beginnings and the completions of all creative growth in the Master Universe. Creative growth is unending but ever satisfying, endless in extent but always punctuated by those personality-satisfying moments of transient goal attainment which serve so effectively as the mobilization preludes to new adventures in cosmic growth, universe exploration, and deity attainment. While the domain of mathematics is beset with qualitative limitations, it does provide the finite mind with a conceptual basis of contemplating infinity. There is no quantitative limitation to numbers, even in the comprehension of the finite mind. No matter how large the number conceived, you can always envisage one more being added. And also, you can comprehend that that is short of infinity, for no matter how many times you repeat this addition to number, still always one more can be added. At the same time, the infinite series can be totaled at any given point, and this total, more properly, a subtotal, provides the fullness of the sweetness of goal attainment for a given person at a given time and status. But sooner or later, this same person begins to hunger and yearn for new and greater goals, and such adventures and growth will be forever forthcoming in the fullness of time and the cycles of eternity. Each successive universe age is the antechamber of the following era of cosmic growth, and each universe epoch provides immediate destiny for all preceding stages. Havona, in and of itself, is a perfect, but perfection limited, creation, Havona perfection, expanding out into the evolutionary superuniverses, finds not only cosmic destiny but also liberation from the limitations of pre-evolutionary existence.